We talk, well, you brought up a couple episodes ago that like happiness keeps us humble. The question that has been birthed into me 2 years ago, I was at a Purim party and I was like, wow, why are we celebrating Purim again? And understanding the story of what the Jews were going through in the book of Esther. And I'm rereading the book of Esther. And at the end, I talked about the amount of joy that everyone was experiencing. And then they're like, we're going to remember this every year and we're going to celebrate it. And the Lord was asking me, why are they celebrating every year? Why is Purim a thing? And I was like, because they're happy that they're saved. Because you think about how they were able to, you know what I mean? Like they had a death decree on them. Mm-hmm. And then the king was like, actually now, I mean, this is for another episode or this is for the continuing of the recording. But even rereading the book of Esther, I was like, I think there's more of a type and foreshadow of Esther than we even know. Here we go. Here we go. I'm trying to do Super Mario. Or is that Mickey Mouse? I don't know. It's all the same. Hello, one and all. Welcome to Happy and Holy, the Happy and Holy podcast, the Happy and Holy YouTube. Mm-hmm. Hello, hello. Welcome.
Hello. I am thrilled to be back with my bestest friend, the light of my life, Wendy St. Phil.
And I'm elated, overjoyed, jubilant to be here with the sunshine of the hour. Israeli's hottest. Jamie Dorman.
Thank you. Thank you. Thrilled to be here.
Applause, everyone. Applause, applause, applause. Durr. Maybe I'll add the applause later. The applause, like, clip. Just to make us both feel good. Well, guys, welcome back to another episode. So grateful to have you. So, we're honored, actually, like we're humbled, actually, that you would be here week after week, show after show, podcast after podcast, episode after episode. And of course, if this is your first time here, if somehow the algorithm has done us well and has brought you to us, let us tell you a little bit about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We are listed on all podcast platforms, some of the hottest of the hot and some of the lowest of the low. But those that you may need to know is we're on Google, we're on Spotify, and we're on Apple Podcasts, listed high and mightily as Happy and Holy. Use the ampersand. Is that what it's called? The
ampersand.
Ampersand. Use the ampersand to find us. Happy, ampersand, holy. We come up real quick. We are also on YouTube, listed under Happy and Holy TV. Look for our little icon. It's blue and it's super holy. You'll know when you see it. But we're grateful to have you guys. Thanks for checking us out on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. Hello, YouTube. We love the visuals. We love not only to be seen, but we feel a little bit more connected when you're like watching us. However, not limited to those who hang out with us via podcast. You're on audio train. We love that too. I'm a podcast junkie, so that's why we did what every millennial in America is doing and started a podcast. And we are here, and we love podcasting, so and we love that you would check us out via podcast. And so if you're taking us with you on a walk, maybe you're walking your dog, maybe you're grocery shopping, maybe you're folding laundry, we're here for the millennial moms, for the Gen Z. What Gen Zs? Actually, some Gen Zs are parents now. It's kind of scary.
That's terrifying.
We're here for the Gen Z students. We're here for the millennial moms. We're here for the grandparent Xers who may be checking us out. It doesn't have to be like a household thing. We're a household name, but we don't have to be. Okay. We're here whether you're alone or you're in a group. We're grateful that you're checking us out. Mm-hmm. Shout outs to friends and family who are watching or listening to the show. Maybe you're taking us out on a drive, on the way to work, maybe on the way back from McDonald's, maybe you're on a jog and we receive those burnt calories in faith. And we're happy that you're here. Of course, being that we're on YouTube with our YouTube family, we always advise you. We always advise you. We implore you. We commend you for leaving a comment, like, subscribe, and share. We're grateful that you guys would be here. If you're podcasting with us, leave a comment where you're listening to us via podcast. We had some cool comments a couple weeks ago that got us ranked or whatever, got us ranked in Malaysia and the Philippines, and I forget the other nation. But how about we get ranked at home in the U.S. of A? Mm-hmm. And so be for real, for real. be sure to, you know, share us on the F-book, do it on the Instagram, and maybe find us on TikTok. But we're everywhere. We're taking over. Mm-hmm. We're grateful that you're here. Did I cover all this stuff? Jamie, tell them about the website.
That is definitely what I want to talk about, because I have spent a considerable amount of my time and a considerable amount of the time of one Eastern European trying to get our website to point you to the right place. But after an extended amount of time chatting with this Eastern European, we have our website in the right place. It is up at happyandholyco.com. And I am very excited for you to find us there, find all of the ways to connect with the pod, and you will very soon find merch there as well.
The merch is coming. I saw a little bit of sneak peeks. I like what I was seeing. Mm-hmm. We're grateful to the whole team, right? The whole team that is working on the merch. And so happyandholyco.com. Be sure to fill out the informational about the news updates, the newsletters and all that stuff, because you'll be in the know. There's a couple of people who filled it out. Keep filling it out so that you can be in the know when the merch drops. So happyandholyco.com, just as is, straight through happyandholyco.com. It'll take you right to the website. And also happyandholyco@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, please be sure to email us. Yes, we even want your complaints, because we have a trash can icon just for you. And so happyandholyco@gmail.com, especially if you're not finding a website, hit us up there, because we would be happy. We'll get our team on it. We will be happy to assist you there. So thanks, guys, for checking us out. Of course, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on TikTok, because we have to be. And I think that's it. I think we're good. We're here. It's freshly September. We're like mid September. Rosh Hashanah just happened. We're in 5784, I believe. I don't know any of the prophetic utterances that they've given for this year yet, but I will listen to what all the prophets got to say about this year. There are some things that are kind of stewing in my heart. This isn't the episode for that, but as far as the Jewish New Year, but happy Rosh Hashanah to all of my Jewish and Israeli friends.
Absolutely. Wenny.
Yo.
Do we want to tell them about how we came to be so happy and so holy?
Oh my gosh, please. Do we have a joy verse with Jay?
We do. Do we want to tell them about why we're called happy and holy before we get into that?
Sure. Happy and holy, for those who are wondering if this is your first episode, this won't be your last, because Happy and Holy is the podcast, the YouTube channel that has been coined by the famous phrase. Yes, the famous phrase by the bright and shining star of Bulgaria, Georgian Abanov. Whose birthday month is this month?
It is.
That's amazing. Yes. This famously coined phrase by co-founder of Global Celebration, Georgian Abanov, one half of the Joy Apostles, Georgian and Winnie Coco Abanov. Yes. The Joy Apostles. Wow. They might know a thing or two about joy. Let's just say that. And so this famous phrase, we want to let you in on a secret about this phrase. A lot of people don't know about it, but once you know it, it's hard to forget it. And so we'd like to tell those listening about this phrase. And it goes like so. The world wants you happy, but not holy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Religion wants you holy, but not happy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Jesus came to make you both.
Both. Jesus came. One, two, three. To make you both. It's good news because you don't have to choose. Look at that. I'm dropping bars, okay?
Wow.
It'll never not be good news that Jesus came to make you both happy and holy. That's right. It's not either or. It's both and. Don't let anyone lie to you, especially a button-up wearing, buzz cut having, three name carrying, amplified Bible protesting, seminary student. Don't let him tell you that joy is more important than happiness. You cannot experience joy without knowing what it is to be happy. You don't know what the feeling's like. I know people like to get uber spiritual and they're just like, yeah, but you know, I don't need to be happy because I got joy. Well, how do you know what joy feels like? Unless you know what it is to be happy. And need I remind you, okay, happiness does not belong to the world. And so when we were like, oh, you know, God cares more about your holiness than your happiness, God cares also that you would be happy. How do we know? Because it's in the Bible.
What a perfect lead into our scripture. We've covered a number of scriptures that detail the Lord's care for our soul, not just our spirit. For those of you not in the know, joy is seen as like the very spiritual happiness, and we are spirit, soul, and body. Joy is this depth, and joy is so important. It's definitely ours in Christ Jesus, especially for what he has done. We are overjoyed in the spirit, mm-hmm. But God cares about our soul as well. And It is not either or. He cares about our whole being. He made us in his image, and he, like us, is triune. It's God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and we are spirit, soul, and body. He made all of us. He cares about all of us. So I will be reading today from John 16:24.
Open your Bibles, please.
I'm going to read this in two translations. I'm pretty sure this will be NIV that I'm reading from. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Let's check this in the Amplified because the NIV bores me. It's a little snooze and cruise. Okay. I'm just going to leave that there.
Yes.
This is the Amplified. Up to this time, you have not asked a single thing in my name as presenting all that I am. But now ask and keep on asking, and you will receive so that your joy, gladness, delight may be full and complete.
I love it.
Looks like God cares about what we want.
That he would care for you to ask, which means he wants you to have a conversation, and in it the transaction is joy. Mm-hmm. And that God would care for you to experience joy. You don't have to run away from your emotions. He's like, actually, I'm gonna give you emotions so you know what it's like to experience me. And Jesus was a man, everybody's like, Jesus is a man of sorrows. Jesus was a man of joy. And so his sorrow was our distance, but his nearness to us is for our good. And so the sorrow was because of losing fellowship with him. Mm-hmm. But the joy set before him was us. Mm-hmm. And so John 16:24.
I also just noticed this in the Amplified, and this is not on the note of joy, but when he says, up to this time, you have not asked a single thing in my name as presenting all that I am. Mm. When you ask, you're presenting Jesus in place of you for your worth. Lord, I would like XYZ because of the perfection of Jesus Christ. May I have this, and the foundation of that being, this is the performance, not mine, but his.
Correct.
Oof.
Pointing back to him. Were you reading from a physical Amplified?
I wish.
Oh, because my Amplified, I think this is the Amplified Classic on my digital one, because it doesn't have all that. Let me see.
This is an Amplified Classic on YouVersion.
Huh.
But I might have an old or a new, I don't know.
Right.
But when Kenneth Copeland comes out with this, it's over for the clowns.
It's over. So the CJB says, till now you haven't asked for anything in my name. Keep asking and you will receive so that your joy may be complete. And of course, the KJV says, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive so that your joy may be full. And so I used to tell people all the time, when I would be at conferences and stuff like that, and if I'm just like encountering the Lord, my manifestation at most times is joy. Even if it's tears coming out of my face, is honestly the byproduct is joy. And people will come up to me and they'll go, can you pray for me? I want what you have. And I'm like, I could pray for you, but in times like this, especially sometimes people do it because they're sad or they have anxiety or even for peace. They're like, I need more peace and da da da. Can you pray for more peace and pray for me to have more joy? Everything points back to Jesus. And so the attributes of him, if I pray for somebody, it's not enough just to pray for the attributes or the fruit. You actually are praying for more of Jesus. And so it's really when he's like, ask me and in me, your joy will be full. And when he says for peace, he says, the peace that I give you is not the peace that the world gives. And so I just like to pray when people ask me, hey, can you pray for me? Blah, 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 blah. I just like to pray that your desire would to hunger more for Jesus, because in that it'll be full. And so he can give you everything that you need. I feel like just praying for you to have joy is like I'm cheating you of having the full experience of Christ. And so, and he gives the fullness of it, nothing missing, nothing lacking. And so if you're going to realize that you have fruit that you didn't even ask for, like, wow, where did I get this gentleness from? Wow. Where did I get this patience from? It's like, well, you actually were desiring Jesus and not just the fruit, mm-hmm. just like they tell people not to desire just the gifts and the anointing, but also the character.
Wow.
And so, your joy will be full, complete. Abundantly, have no limit, overflowing in its banks, full and complete, full, 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 full. And so that's good news and never won't be good news. Just remember that happiness is the on-ramp to joy. So don't let people confuse you into believing that you desire joy and not happiness. Because without happiness, you don't know that you're experiencing joy. Mm-hmm. That's like people don't know. You don't know what depression is like unless you know what it's like to be sad.
Ooh.
That people, like, we over-spiritualize it in the kingdom because we want to always say the good things. We always want to be that. We want to say amen at the right time. We want to clap at the right time. We want to have the right verse at the right time. We want to have the most wisest thing to say at the right time. And so we foolishly, because it is foolish, we foolishly want to discredit happiness. Like, well, no, I don't want to be happy. I want to be joyful.
Well, doesn't that make someone sound so prideful?
You're so spiritual. Wow, you only want joy. You don't want to be happy. Let me tell you what makes me happy. Getting my nails done makes me happy. Drinking coffee makes me happy. Eating a cheeseburger, first thing when you land in America from being overseas for 2 weeks, makes me happy. Okay. And all these things, I can encounter the Lord because that happiness leads me to joy. Of course, joy is the anchor. Of course, joy is not depending on circumstance. Although when someone is experiencing a moment of depression, people are trying to say like, well, joy, the reason why I want joy is because joy is not circumstantial. Tell me when you feel joy when you're depressed. Where's your joy?
Ooh.
Where's your joy? I don't have joy. When you're anxious, where's your joy? You're not feeling joy. That's why people tell you to do things that make you happy, because then your happiness leads you to joy. If you laugh in a moment of anxiety, if you laugh instead of breaking down and crying, you laugh. Well, now you're happy. Happiness triggers your joy. But people want to over-spiritualize it. Oh, well, no, because happy is like, God doesn't care if I'm happy. He wants me to be holy. You're happy because you're holy. You're happy because you're grateful that you're holy. If you're just holy, but you're not happy, you're a grumpy Christian. And a grumpy Christian is a terrible witness.
I'm so glad we're recording this. I'm listening back to this later.
I just had a conversation with a couple of friends this week. So that's why I was like, it's like freshly on my mind that in the year of our Lord, 2023, people are still saying this, that they care, that like, you can keep your happiness. Give me joy.
I feel like you can't really have one without the other.
It's impossible. God is a happy God. Whether it, you know, if it offends you, be offended. He's a happy God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, but what about all the suffering in the world? Blah, 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 blah. That's why his joy is rooted in who he is, because he's God. He has the final say. And he knows how the story ends. And that's why we should be happy people, because we know how the story ends. In the midst of it, all the turmoil, of course, we understand that's why we have joy, because joy sustains us. Mm-hmm. But without having happiness, we don't know what joy even feels like. So that what a shame to waste an emotion and to alienate and demonize an emotion.
I was about to say, and to demonize an emotion and associate it with, like, I think so many people associate happiness with sin because they think of things that give pleasure. And what a messed up way to be a Christian if you actually believe that the things that bring happiness are sin. Like, you believe that?
I'm saying.
And ignoring the scriptures that state that the things that used to make us happy, used to actually bring us pleasure, don't anymore.
And not to mention that, like, you know, you brought up a couple episodes ago that like happiness keeps us humble. And because, you know, the question that has been birthed into me 2 years ago, I was at a Purim party and I was like, wow, why are we celebrating Purim again? And understanding the story of what the Jews were going through in the book of Esther. And I'm rereading the book of Esther. And at the end, I talked about the amount of joy that everyone was experiencing. And then they're like, we're going to remember this every year and we're going to celebrate it. And the Lord was asking me, why are they celebrating every year? Why is Purim a thing? And I was like, because they're happy that they're saved. Because you think about how they were able to, you know what I mean? Like, they had a death decree on them. Mm-hmm. And then the king was like, actually, now, I mean, this is for another episode, or this is for the continuing of the recording. But even rereading the book of Esther, I was like, I think there's more of a type and foreshadow of Esther than we even know. Because God couldn't take back his word in the garden when he said, if you eat this, you surely die. So then when they did what they did, and then Adam and Eve by the Spirit died in the garden, God was like, I can't reverse my decree because I'm a man of my word, as King Xerxes was. But he said, however, I am going to let you defend yourself. And so that's why he issued Jesus. And Jesus came and he bought our redemption. And so now when Jesus came, he gave us authority. Now you have the authority to defend yourself here. And so Esther is a lot more of a type and foreshadow than we know.
I'm like gonna like. You're blowing my mind. I'm sorry I interrupted. Please keep going.
But that was like it. I'm rereading and I was like, I think we're sleeping on a type and foreshadow that the Book of Esther really is, because the King Xerxes, remember, the reason why he was so mad at Haman was because he's like, I can't go back on my decree. And you just allowed me to write a decree to annihilate all the Jews. And so he goes, so what I'm going to do is decree that every Jew may defend themselves. And now the Jews, because they were given authority, now had the power and they were able to wipe out their enemy. And so now at every year they celebrate this, and it's Purim. Purim, why do they celebrate Purim? Because they were able to preserve their generation, to preserve their family. They're happy that they were saved because of what Queen Esther did. And so anyway, going back to the whole thing, literally experiencing the joy of your salvation is what keeps you humble. The humbleness comes from recognizing that you have been saved and who saved you. Without all of that, you can be a grumpy Christian who cares more about your holiness than your happiness, but I have met a lot of holy assholes. And so when you are happy people, you're a generous people. Oh, why do you have to be happy to be generous? Because check your Bible. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. The Lord would rather you give cheerfully than give begrudgingly. And so there's a lot to happiness and humility that are connected, and we can pick that up another day.
I'm so honored to be your best friend. Like, the wisdom that pours out of you is incredible.
I'm just honored to be here along for the ride. And I'm happy I get to process this with you. Oh, I'm happy I get to process this with you. You pull it out of me.
Oh my gosh. And you pull it out of me.
We actually get to have mature spiritual conversations while we get to just be ourselves and be honest and be joyful.